Now notice verse 6. And David sent to Joab, saying, "Send me Uriah the Hittite." And Joab sent Uriah to David. And when Uriah was come unto him, David demanded of him how Joab did, and how the people did, and how the war prospered. In other words, David pretended that he'd brought him back for consultation to find out how the war was going. And David said to Uriah, "Go down to thy house, wash thy feet." And Uriah departed out of the king's house, and there followed him a mess of meat from the king. In other words, he was doing everything he could in this particular instance to try to absolve himself of any guilt. But Uriah slept at the door of the king's house with all the servants of his lord and went not down to his house. And this is something that really surprised David. It reveals the loyalty of Uriah. It also reveals that at a time of war, that this man would not go to his own home. And that was a rebuke to David because David is enjoying the luxury of his palace. Verse 10, when they had told David, saying, "Uriah went not down unto his house," David said unto Uriah, "Camest thou not from thy journey? Why then didst thou not go down unto thine house?" You see, what David's trying to do is to get him in the position where David will not be blamed for the child, you see. Verse 11, and Uriah said unto David, "The ark and Israel and Judah abide in tents, and my lord Joab and the servants of my lord are encamped in the open fields. Shall I then go into mine house to eat and to drink and to lie with my wife? As thou livest and as thy soul liveth, I'll not do this thing." Uriah was a great man, by the way. Loyal to David, and that made this sin, double sin, all the more greater. You see, he said, "The army's out there, and my commander's out there. They're in danger in the open field, and I'm not about to come back home and enjoy luxury and comfort." And David said to Uriah, "Tarry here today also and tomorrow, and I let thee depart." So Uriah abode in Jerusalem that day and the morrow. And when David had called him, he did eat and drink before him, and he made him drunk. And at even he went out to lie on his bed with the servants of his lord, but he went not down to his house. Now notice what David did. He even got the man drunk, trying to get him to go to his own house, but he wouldn't go. Came to pass in the morning that David wrote a letter to Joab and sent it by the hand of Uriah. And to my judgment, this is the worst part of David's sin. He wrote in the letter saying, "Set Uriah in the forefront of the hottest battle, and retire ye from him that he may be smitten and die." In other words, he plots the murder of Uriah. Now, this is inexcusable. The Word of God records it here. If you think God approved of it, he would have covered this up. But God didn't. It's right out here in the open. These are the facts, and David is guilty. And it came to pass, when Joab observed the city, that he assigned Uriah unto a place where he knew that valiant men were. And the men of the city went out and fought with Joab, and there fell some of the people of the servants of David, and Uriah the Hittite died also. This chills your blood, does it not? Then Joab sent and told David all the things concerning the war, and charged the messenger, saying, "When thou hast made an end of telling the matters of the war unto the king, and if so be that the king's wrath arise, and he say unto thee, 'Wherefore approach ye so nigh unto the city when ye did fight? Knew ye not that they would shoot from the wall? Who smote Abimelech the son of Jerubbisheth? Did not a woman cast a piece of a millstone upon him from the wall, and he died in Thebez? Why went ye nigh the wall? Then say thou, thy servant Uriah the Hittite is dead also.'" So the messenger went and came and showed David all that Joab had sent him for. And the messenger said unto David, "Surely the men prevailed against us and came out unto us into the field, and we were upon them even unto the entering of the gate. And the shooters shot from off the wall upon thy servants, and some of the king's servants be dead, and thy servant Uriah the Hittite is dead also. David said unto the messenger, Thus shalt thou say unto Joab, Let not this thing displease thee, for the sword devoureth one as well as another. Make thy battle more strong against the city, and overthrow it, and encourage thou him. Now this is very pious talk from David, by the way. Aren't you ashamed of him? He's a real sinner, friend. Done an awful thing. What should be done to him?